I you know who it is. The Deezus vs. Mero show. It's your boy, Deezus Nice, a.k.a. Young Chipotle. Pocket stay fat like Terrio. I see you keeping it 100. Stay awake, dog. One.
Whatever.
No, look at this thing on Facebook. It got fuckboy names.
Hold on. This is good shit for the show. We should start this shit off with that. And I have never met a Jeremiah that I liked ever. There's no Jeremiah in my life that I ever liked that. Oh my God. Yeah, we went right into the show, bro, because I want that shit to start now. You ready?
Yes, man.
NappyAfro.com.
You are now tuned into the dopest podcast for the dopest network on the internet. This is the Frocast, episode 196. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex P. Keaton. Hey, is Alex on that list you got there?
What list, Saul Wright?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. This is King Germ. Sitting in. That motherfucker right there is the most electrifying motherfucking podcast. And please say hello to the people, bro.
What's going on, people? It's your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ, a.k.a. the most electronic motherfucking pack in podcasting history, a.k.a. I'm here, bitches. Another week. We here.
The list, this is why we had to jump into the show, because Germ got a list. I want to start off the show with this list. Please let me know what that list is you got there, bro.
This list, you know, I was trolling my Facebook page for the show, you know what I'm saying, just get some inspiration, and I wrote upon this list of fuckboy names. Wow. And, if you don't know what a fuckboy is, you know what I'm saying, you probably a fuckboy.
If you get called a fuckboy, you should be ready to fight.
Yes, fuckboy is something you don't want to be, but now the hips are starting to use it, so fuckboy is losing some of its connotation. It's getting niggerized, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's getting niggerized. Fuckboy getting niggerized, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, according to this list, here goes some fuckboy names. Nick, Daniel, Brandon, Frank, Tyler, Alex.
Whoa. Brandon?
Brandon, yeah.
Okay.
Frank, Tyler, Alex, Jeff. Jeremiah, Wyatt, Tom, Michael, Andrew, Manny, Connor, Zachary, Mark, Jordan, Matt, Austin, Dylan, Jermaine.
Woo!
God damn it.
Jordan Jermaine. On that too? How many
CJ, Jordan? Richard, Owen, Brian, Jason, Cody, Justin, Aaron, Antonio, Caleb, Steven, Dylan, John, Cameron, Carlos, Jake, Josh Ryan, Luis, Ian, Travis, James. I'm like, that's like every fucking name in the book. Like,
this is basically, that's called the white boy list.
I mean, goddamn, now they got a lot of nigga names on here, man. They got CJ. I ain't never met a white CJ,
man. I know
man.
A white CJ, bro.
No.
I know a white CJ. Oh, shit.
Yeah,
Brandon,
man.
Brandon, Jordan, John, Jermaine.
Yeah.
Shit. I've never met a Jermaine.
GQ Blue made he made it unscathed, man.
Hey, way to go, GQ, man. You're the winner of the week. You're the winner right now.
Yeah, he has a non-fuckboy name.
Non-fuckboy name, man. You on the list, man. How did Jordan get on the list, though?
I don't know.
That's a whole generation of people named Jordan because of Michael Jordan.
Yeah, but Chris on there, so that's like every fuckboy ever. Like,
yeah, Chris is usually a fuckboy.
I mean, Carlos, so that's, you could say Charles is a fuckboy name, because you know.
Carlos and Charles?
It's the same thing.
Is it?
Yes, Carlos means Charles in Spanish.
Ah, didn't know that one, and I took Spanish.
God damn it, it's all right.
All right, we didn't have.
Did you know Luis is Lewis? Did you know that?
I knew that, motherfucker.
Oh, okay.
I'm thinking Charles and Chuck.
The one was John.
Wine is John. Wine is John.
Okay, I'll just make it sure.
Just making shit up.
Wine is John.
Right. I thought you said the wine.
Oh, no. Like, that's the John.
Yeah. The John. You definitely don't want to be the John. So here we are, man. Episode 196. It's interesting that we start off talking about fuckboy shit because the Grammys just happened. And the correlation is that somehow Kendrick Lamar wins every Grammy but still doesn't win Album of the Year. The Grammy crew, y'all fuckboys. Now, I don't watch the Grammys. Did you watch the Grammys?
I watched some of it.
You watched Kendrick Lamar's performance, right?
I watched it. I missed that one because, you know, you sometimes, you know, turning back and forth, You know what I'm saying? You know, it just, I just missed it.
How the fuck? That was
I saw it. I saw it afterwards.
Sorry, afterwards. Okay.
Yeah.
So he did win Best Rap Album, but he didn't win Best Album of the Year. That went to Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift has more Album of the Year Grammys than hip hop combined.
This shit is out of hand, bro. Kanye is your fault. Ever since Kanye went up there and wrecked shop, they just been giving her the shit every year. Other rap nominees. Do you remember who else won? Best New Artist was Meghan Trainor. I don't know who the fuck that is. Like I said, her album, Taylor Swift won Album of the Year. Record of the Year was Uptown Funk. Bruno Mars stealing another Grammy.
Trinidad James got a Grammy, nigga. The price just went up.
This is why I don't watch the Grammys. I just don't.
Rhapsody got a Grammy, nigga. What you talking about?
Okay, and like I still don't watch the Grammys. Like, y'all should have been. Why did they give her one for last year when she should have won it the year before?
Well, I mean, she got. Who are you talking about? Rhapsody?
Yeah.
But she got a Grammy for being on Kendrick album.
Oh, that don't. That's whack.
Hey, fuck that. She can say she Grammy Award winning artist now. What do you mean?
That's whack, though. She should have got one for herself. She should have got it for a feature because she's on the album. Like, that's. She deserves. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is that she deserves her own Grammy.
Man, but you just spit on Killer Mike. You just said, fuck you, Killer Mike. Killer Mike said he a Grammy Award winning artist. And you know, he got his just for being on Outkast song.
Killer Mike should have also won a Grammy. Like, K-Dot said it on his album. He was like, shit, if y'all want to talk about what rappers rapped, Killer Mike would be platinum. Y'all motherfuckers don't rock with him. Killer Mike is a beast. But you know, the only way y'all gonna give him props is if he owns somebody else's shit. So, I don't know, man. I'm kind of done with the Grammys. Like, what's the point? We need our own shit, which is the BET Awards, I guess. But we need to show up for it, you motherfuckers. We need to stop trolling the BET Awards. Were you surprised by any of the Grammy nominees or any of the situations on the Grammys?
Not really, man. I mean, the Grammys are the Grammys. I know they are what they are. But as far as, you know, Kendrick, let's just talk about the only thing that really mattered at the Grammys was Kendrick's performance. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, a lot of black people are happy about his performance. This was the blackest thing they've ever seen, and white people are horrified. And you know, it was, you know, Kendrick was rapping, and like, what you think about his performance? All right,
artistically, it was dope, but it's still the same conflict with Kendrick Lamar. Like, he says one thing, and presents one thing, and then when you listen to him do interviews, it sounds like he's saying something else. And that's always been my criticism of Kendrick Lamar. Like, y'all want to, like, even after the Grammys, y'all want to anoint him the next Black Panther, the next KRS-One, and they, like, y'all want to put him up on this throne, and that's cool, but it's not accurate. You know what I'm saying? It's not accurate.
I mean, one problem I did have is that, you know, you want to be this revolutionary and this guy to hold the torch, but you still succumb to the corporate powers that be when you change your line from the Popo line. Is it, you know, we hate Popo, when they kill us in the street for show, you know, and he changes to we at the preacher's door begging the preacher for mo. You know, he changed it.
Not only that, he on the, you on the biggest stage, you changed it to hitter.
Yeah, like, I understand you changing it to hitter.
I don't.
Hey, look, it's all right. I understand. But my thing was, when you change that line, like, you know, that line right there was a kind of powerful line. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's explaining to niggas that we only hate the police because they're killing us. You know what I'm saying? We don't hate the police because these niggas out here doing their fucking job. We ain't got no problem with the police out here doing their job. We got a problem with the police is fucking us up. That's what the lyric is saying. But you going to take that lyric out and throw it on to the church. You know what I'm saying? So that's my whole thing. I had a problem with that. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying.
I agree with you. I feel like, even though, so commercially, we get the idea of changing from nigga to hitter. But yeah, for the impact of the song, the shit should have been left.
Okay.
It should have been fucking left.
Let it bleep it out. Like you said, let it bleep it out.
Let it bleep it out if you want to. But you got, you out here making a statement. You coming out with the shackles.
Shackles and jail and yeah.
You coming out making a statement, and then you gonna censor yourself? Mm. Like, all the way? I don't get that shit. So, you know, I'm kind of torn on that. I think Kendrick is dope. I think the music is dope. I still think that he should have won for Good Kid, Mad City, which is a better album than To Pimp a Butterfly.
Yeah, way better album than To Pimp a Butterfly.
It's a better album, but, you know, I think that white guilt is playing a part in this. I think fucking up last year is playing a part in this. So now you're giving him everything, and that's cool. He did it. He did the proper thing by giving homage to the people that came before him, Ice Cube and Nas and all that shit. All of that is dope. So I don't want to nitpick the whole damn performance, but I think that for us who are championing him and putting him on his pedestal, and then, yo, he's the next. I've even heard people say he's the next Tupac.
Wow.
You know, from a visionary standpoint, and I'm like, let's slow down a little bit and look at what he's saying. We just got to be careful, man. We got to be careful about what we're heaping on other people. Because at the end of the day, he's still an entertainer. That means at some point, he's going to disappoint us.
Exactly. They always do. Like this next entertainer we're going to talk about.
Which one would that be, sir?
His name would be Peyton Manning.
Oh.
Peyton Manning likes to goddamn teabag women, obviously. Peyton Manning liked to get the cake ate. He was getting in like, I mean, listen.
So I didn't hear all the allegations. I just knew it was some shit that happened. They threw it under the rug, and we didn't hear about it again until recently. No. When Shaw King came out. So what were the allegations?
Okay. This woman at the time, I can't remember her name, but she was a trainer at the University of Tennessee. And they said one day Peyton Manning was in the training room getting looked at for a stress fracture in his foot. So he was sitting on the training table. So I'm guessing he was sitting with his legs dangling, you know, off the table. And they said she was looking at his foot and he was scooting up. And so when she scooted up or whatever, he pushed her face like under his nuts and his anus like in her face. You know what I'm saying?
He gave her face to taint.
Yeah. And then so, you know, then, you know, she complained about it. And he said he was it wasn't like that. He was mooning another player. And then, you know, look, it even went to the point where, you know, they paid her off, you know what I'm saying? She left that job. She lost her job in Tennessee. They said Peyton Manning was, like, abusing her and, you know, talking all kind of trash to her. Said she had a vulgar mouth. And, you know, they weren't going to choose her over their superstar. So, you know, she left. And, you know, she got, like, a little settlement or something, whatever, you know, Peyton Manning did to her. Then she went to another job and some book came out that Archie Manning wrote. And some, you know, Archie Peyton and some guy Ghost wrote. And, you know, they mentioned her name in the book. You know what I'm saying? So when she lost her job down there at another college, damn. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so basically Peyton Manning paid this girl off and they had like some little, you can't speak on it. And then they said he broke the agreement when he spoke on it or something happened. And so that's why it's all come to light again, because she was named in some little University of Tennessee probe or whatever, going back to athletes attacking women and shit and them covering up and shit. So yeah, so Peyton Manning's in the news again for being a slime ball. And it's just bad for all Peyton right now.
Damn, so he got the HGH allegations.
Yep.
Now they bringing up the old taint in the face situation.
Yeah, from 20 years ago. This one was like 19. Like, this is some crazy. And like they said, man, hey, man, they people want to see his little nice guy. Like, people do not like nice guy images, man.
Nah.
They hate it. They like, it's too good to be true. There's no way this guy is just squeaky clean.
Well, we love to see a great fall from grace in this country. You know what I mean? Regardless of who it is, we like to see people fall from amazing heights.
Yes.
So, we'll definitely. I mean, look how glad we were when Donald Trump filed bankruptcy like the third time. We were just excited. Like, yes, this nigga's a failure. Yeah,
so, I can't wait to point out that all them cords GQ Blue hanging from his TV. Never mind he has a closet full of like 1,000 suits. But I can pick on, like, nigga, they ain't got no HDMI cords. This nigga still got coaxial cables. You know what I'm saying? Like, how you a debonair gentleman and you ain't got HDMI cords?
Hey, man. I just did it about Kendrick Lamar. Like, yo, the performance was great, but he changed it from nigga to hitter. I got a problem with it. It's what we do. You know what I'm saying? It's what we do. But for it to be Peyton is major for the NFL. Like,
yes.
This is y'all's dude. This has been y'all's dude for 15 years or some shit.
Yeah. He got to go now. He got to go. They're going to push him out, man. Peyton's done.
They're still talking real gingerly about him, though, right?
Nah, like, man. Yeah, they're like, we don't know what he's going to do. Oh, he's going to retire. It's too much bad press. Oh, they're like, yo, you got to go.
Like, it's going bad. So you talk about him going to L.A. There's no way he's going to L.A. with this shit hanging over his head.
Nope.
L.A. media will destroy him. Elway is apparently done with him. Like, Elway basically showed him the door.
Yeah.
He said, we're not spending another $20 million on you, $22 million on you, when you can only play 9 games. You're out of here. So where you gonna go? Somebody will pay for you, but it won't be in LA. If you're smart, it won't be in LA. But ESPN has been real gingerly about walking real gingerly around the topic. Like, he should say something. He should address it. Like, when it was somebody else, when it was Peterson or when it was anybody else, y'all go in.
Mm-hmm.
But Peyton gets that benefit of the doubt. Y'all didn't even make a real big deal about him kissing Papa John.
We're gonna wait until this all plays out before we make our judgments. Like, they just hold this is so tight lip about it, but y'all jumped to any conclusion on anybody else. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to hear it, man. They don't want to vilify Peyton, man.
Yeah, I guess, man. Whatever, man. Good career. Go ahead and walk out. Don't say shit about it because you already paid her off. You probably can't say nothing else.
Yeah.
If you paid her off, what can you say? Like, that was probably part of the agreement. Neither of y'all can talk about it anymore. So it is what it is. Speaking of people that let me down.
Okay.
Kanye West dropped an album.
He did drop an album. A pretty damn good album.
All right, look, man. Why is it good?
Because it's Kanye sounding like old Kanye, man. He's not
really
on that.
What old Kanye?
You know, like old Kanye. Nah, not that. He ain't the peak Kanye, but, you know, sounded like, you know, he wasn't on that Yeezus bullshit, and it seemed like he came back to earth a little bit on this album.
Man, this is 808 and Heartbreaks Part 2.
You know that's one of my favorite Kanye albums. Just like,
it's also one of my least favorite. I'm over hyping up rappers because of beats. I'm over it. I want to hear you say.
That's why you don't like Future.
Okay, so there's several reasons I don't like Future.
You don't because you listen to the lyrics. You not listen to the beat.
Well, then cut an instrumental. Future drop an instrumental. No. If you're gonna put lyrics on it, you need to say something. So one is because he ain't saying shit, and number two is because of how he ain't saying shit. Like that, the vocoder shit. I don't need a robot singing to me. I'm really over that. So I don't understand Future
Vendetta. So you don't know nothing about no Zans. You don't know nothing about no Lean.
Nope.
You don't know, man.
Nope. So the Kanye, like I gave it a listen. I listened to it once all the way through. I wasn't compelled to listen to it again.
No, you had the mad face on, man. You was hating the whole way, man. I know you had the little grimy face on the whole time.
You saw me on Snap.
Yeah, I was just like, he went in biased. I was like, I was just like, man, it's all right not giving it a shot.
I didn't go in biased because I didn't listen to anything before it. I didn't have a reason to have a bias. But when I listened to it, song after song, I'm like, first of all, it's really subdued. Like, it's a real, that's a smoking album. Secondly, it's better as an instrumental. Like, I didn't need none of your bars. None of them.
Damn. You ain't like Real Friends.
I like the beat.
But you ain't like what he was saying. That was like the best. Like that.
The whole album is boring. Now, like I said, I listened to it one time all the way through. I didn't play anything twice, and I didn't go back through it again. So referencing names ain't really going to do shit for me right now because I didn't have a reason to go back and listen to it. It was just boring to me. Shit, what's his name? Bryson Tiller's album is more enjoyable to me, and he's doing Future without the vocoder. He's, you know, is it Trap Soul or some shit like that? Y'all should check that out. If you like that slow, dope beats, he used a lot of old beats from the 90s, 90s R&B and shit. It's pretty cool, but it's more enjoyable than both of these albums to me. This shit, I'm not a fan. Like, so, when you rank this with Kanye's albums, what are you giving this?
It's too early to put it on the, you know, can't. I mean, it's above Yeezus.
Yeezus was trash, by the way.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? But Kanye got some really good albums, so, I mean, it's above Yeezus. So, it's not, you know, it's not in the top three, but so it's probably, it's above Yeezus. So, we're just going to say that.
Well, so, but that only leaves, like, two albums.
I mean, Kanye got a lot of good albums, though. You got to think about
it. Right, so Graduation's probably top. Late Registration. Dark Twisted Fantasy. Yeah. Then you got 808s. You got Yeezus, and you got this. Ain't that all of them?
Yeah, so we'll say it's second to last.
Yeah. So how many stars would you get this shit?
I think about 3.5, maybe.
Wow.
No more.
3.5 and a second to last?
Yeah.
So how many classics are you giving Kanye?
Classics, I'm gonna give Kanye overall classics. He probably got two
Graduation and Dark Twisted Fantasy. Now, you didn't like that album.
I didn't really like that album.
So, you know what I'm saying? Late Registration and Graduation,
probably around there. Yeah,
damn, 5-star classics.
Not 5 stars, okay. But you know, classics. Cultural, you know, every classic ain't 5 stars.
Right,
you know
I agree with that. I agree with that shit.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I'm gonna give it another listen. I mean, it's Kanye, right? I'm gonna give it another listen. Yeah, I still try 808 to Heartbreaks every once in a while.
Hey man, that's my shit, man. I mean, you got to be in it. I mean, you're in a happy place, all right. You're not even going to feel 808s and heartbreak.
I'm a busy place. It's not even happy. I'm just in the busy place.
I mean, but you're just in a good place, man. You know what I'm saying? Everything, you know, right now you got a super shoe collection, man, that you was telling me about before we came on air, man. I mean, you're in a good spot, man.
I didn't pick up the shoes, by the way. Jerry brought up the shoes.
You was asking me why I got them shoes I had on Snapchat the other day, and I was trying to tell you. You know what I'm saying? And then you was like, yo, do they got them in black? I was like, probably, you know what I'm saying? But you might want the white ones, you know what I'm saying?
Those shoes dope as fuck, my nigga. It was the best shoes ever, bro. I saw the picture, I was like, yes! Y'all need to be following Nappy Afro on Snapchat. That's all I'm saying.
No, Napfro Gang.
It's still, but it's Nappy Afro. Like, it's the crew, is what I mean. Napfro Gang is the name.
Oh, okay. Nappy but Nappy Afro is some other guy in England, man. That's what I'm just
like,
dude.
Right. His name is Active. That's right. I forgot about that cat.
Yes. I had to.
We need to go ahead and pull that name from him. Can we give him like $5?
Man, he our tribe, man. He don't want it, man.
That's fucked up.
He was like, I was like, why? He's like, because my Afro is sick. I was just like, dude, just get a fucking haircut.
That's right. So we got to go to England and just shave this motherfucker. Mm-hmm. That's what's going to happen. Then he got to get rid of the name. Be easy, put that on the company credit card. We need 2 tickets to England. We got to cover some business.
Put them checks on there. You see them checks we got from Be Easy the other day on
okay,
there,
so what the fuck was that?
Oh, man. So somebody sent me 2 checks in the mail.
These are legit checks that you got.
Legit checks, bro. One for 29 cents and one for 9 cents, nigga. Oh. I was just like, what? And, you know, apparently I had some debit card, and I guess it went out of business. The people went out of business, so whatever funds you had left on the card, they sent you the remaining balance. Wow. So they sent me 30. I'm just like, what? Okay. You know, what I'm supposed to do with these 38 cents? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, you might. It's not even worth cashing.
Yes. And speaking of cashing, you know somebody that's trying to cash in right now, Sol Rae?
Who would that be?
That'll be Marie Holmes Preacher.
Oh, no, not your favorite girl.
Yes, man, my boo, yes. Now her preacher is suing her for like $1.5 million because he allegedly said that she promised to purchase some land so they could build like a retreat, you know what I'm saying, a place for the church retreat or whatever, and she has balked on that idea, and he says that it has caused him emotional distress, and he came to the house and prayed with her on multiple occasions, and they held prayer study for other people there, and he thinks he's due this money.
Here's the fucked up part. Outside of all of that, the land that they agreed to purchase was $1.5 million.
Mm-hmm.
He's suing for $10
million. Oh, Jesus Christ.
He's suing for $10 million because of his emotional distress. Have you lost? First of all, this has to be one of the most unlucky lottery winners that managed to stay alive.
I mean, everybody is in a fucking pocket.
Yeah, now, you know, some of these cats get killed. There was a dude who got killed for winning the lottery, and it wasn't $1 million lottery. He won like a couple hundred thousand, and they took him out. She won $188 million. She getting, the side chick is coming after her. Her boyfriend ain't shit. And now the pastor is coming after you. What kind of congregation is it where the pastor is suing members?
Damn.
That's rough, man. His name is Pastor Kevin Matthews. Mm. That's what we're talking about. She agreed to purchase this retreat. Like, didn't she tie too? I feel like
gave them money. She dropped like $600,000 in there.
Yeah, man. This is way out of hand. Marie Holmes, leave the country. Leave the country. Just go to Canada.
No, leave that town. Just get away. All them niggas got their hands out.
They gonna follow her.
No, they not. They can't leave because they stuck there. You're not. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I'd leave the country. Get the fuck up out of here.
I'm not never leaving the U.S. I don't give a fuck how much money I get, Sol Rae. Unless I gotta leave.
So Donald Trump becomes president next year. You staying?
Hey, look, Sol Rae. I'm gonna say this, and
we're about to cancel the show.
I'm gonna say this, Sol Rae.
I know it's about to.
Listen, no. My vote ain't for Donald Trump, but I feel what he be saying. Some of the shit he be saying, I'd be like, you know what? The motherfucker is right.
What exactly does Donald Trump say that you agree with?
He just want to make America better. Like, he shoots, like, whatever he's saying, whether it's right or wrong, he just shooting straight from the hip, and he just saying it, and I like that shit. I like it, because I'm like, yo, this nigga crazy. And you know what I'm saying? And it's, I fucks with it. So I ain't saying he getting my vote, but sometimes I fuck with what he be saying. That's all I'm saying.
I don't understand when people in general say that they rock with somebody who just is a straight shooter. Because I think there's a difference between being tactful and being ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump has no tact. Like, if you're in a relationship and your wife asks you, what do you think about this dress? You're not going to lie if you're a smart man. But you figure out a way to tell her what you're trying to say without being terrible. You're not going to say that just make you look like a fucking tugboat. You're not going to say that. But you can say,
I like... Me and my wife, we got a kind of relationship. I might say that. But go ahead, sorry.
But you figure out a way to say shit with tact. A lot of my friends will come and ask me shit. A lot of my single female friends will ask me shit. And I'll tell them what the fuck I got to tell them. There are times that I have to say that shit without any tact because that's the only way it makes sense. But I know better 9 times out of 10, and I figure out a way to say shit, to way to smooth it out. You don't want Donald Trump negotiating with somebody and he's like, you know, I just don't fucking like your people. You don't want him to say that shit. And he'll say that shit. And now we're looking at World War III because Donald Trump just said some shit without tact. So when I hear people say that, I'm always like, is that really what you want? You want a hothead, you know what I'm saying, running the country? People come out on TV one day and be like, yo, I'm tired of all the blacks. Like, automatically be like, God damn.
Look, come on now, let's be real. Donald Trump ain't said nothing about no niggas. Now, that's a one thing he ain't did yet. So, he know, like, he's like, yo, it's everybody else. I ain't got no... He ain't said nothing about the niggas yet. So, that's why, that's the only thing that kept him, like, not full, like, we ain't going after him yet. Cause he just them niggas, not us.
Hey, he was dismissive of the Black Lives Matter movement.
You know? I mean, black people dismissive about that. It ain't just him.
Wow.
I'm just saying, I'm not one of them. I'm just saying, there's black people out there like, man, fuck that shit.
So who, if you're not gonna vote for Trump, who would you vote for?
I'd vote for Bernie Sanders.
If Bernie beats Hillary, that's the scary part.
I mean, this is the thing. Everybody call him a socialist. Excuse me. Let's try socialism. Fuck it, we've been trying the other way. Let's see if socialism works. Fuck it. If he's such a socialist.
I would have to say, you know, and I don't have the survey in front of me. This is just my guesstimate. That 7 out of 10 people who are against socialism don't know what socialism is.
Exactly. I don't even know what it is. I'm like, let's try it.
So, but I agree. If something ain't working, try it. Our shit don't work. I'm not even opposed to going to a goddamn monarchy anyway. Flat out kings and queens. Because this shit we got don't work. But I don't know that Bernie, you know, me and my wife were talking about this, and if it gets down to, once they start picking advice, what if one of them picks Cory Booker?
Wow.
It's a wrap for whoever picks Cory Booker wins. If it's Bernie, nobody's beating Bernie. If it's Hillary, goddamn, it's going to be hard to beat Hillary. Cory Booker's the win.
So I really don't want Hillary to win, though.
Hillary to win either.
I hear a lot of women say they're not going to vote for her because she's a woman. You know what I'm saying? They just don't think a woman can run a country. And I was just like, wow. And I heard women saying this, and I was just like, whoa, Hillary, she ain't even got the woman vote.
That's it. I don't understand that part of it. Like,
because women know how women are. They're like, I don't want a woman running this country. Like, yo, what the fuck? It might be one of those. Well, Hillary, she probably had a hysterectomy. She probably went through heat and everything. She ain't have no more heats. So, you know, it's a hot flag. Hillary went like 60, 65. You know what I'm saying? You know, all these candidates are old, man. Except for like, I mean, all of them are old as fuck.
Yeah.
Like, we just had a fucking Supreme Court justice die. He was like 85. And, you know what I'm saying? Bernie Sanders, like 83. You know what I'm saying? Like, all these niggas are old as shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying.
He's running for president. He was born in Canada. Like, I don't understand. Like, if Barack Obama was born in Canada, he would not be President Barack Obama. That's all I'm going to say.
Nope. It'd be a rap. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, Ted Cruz, I was just like, how is it possible? Like, he was born in Canada. Like, it wasn't like he was born in Canada. His mama was on a trip. Nah. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck?
I was living in Canada and popped this motherfucker out, man.
So, as he's still eligible to run, man.
I don't know. I don't know how this, like, this whole process, I'm just disenchanted. I'm not a fan of any of it. I agree with you. These cats is way too old. And I think that's also why Cory Booker is going to be your shoe-in. Because, especially for Bernie. Look, Bernie's 83. How old is Bernie? We should probably know the actual number.
He's like 87.
I'm thinking that old. He ain't got to be that old, is he? How old is Bernie? We're going to look this shit up right now, live on the show, so we get our check. He's 74.
God damn!
So So he's 74, Ben Carson's 64, Donald Trump is 69. Look,
Ben Carson is a non-factor. You shouldn't even say that name.
I'm just going by what popped up on Wiki. That's all. Okay. Hillary Clinton is 68. So
Jesus Christ.
All these motherfuckers.
I'm going to go from a president in his 40s to one in his 60s and above.
And the thing about it is this job is so stressful.
Jesus Christ.
If Bernie goes in at 74, actually, by the time he gets elected, he'll be 75 if he wins. 75, you got 4 years tops.
Yeah, that's it.
The stress is going to kick your ass and you out of there. So then Cory Booker becomes a man. Are we ready for Cory Booker running the country?
You Googling that?
No.
Oh, I'm thought that I heard you hitting keys. I think, are you really Googling this? No. All right.
No, I'm asking you, are we ready for Cory Booker to run the country?
Not yet. He needs some more seasoning. He needs some more seasoning. I don't want see. It's certain niggas I don't want them to use their time up so early. Like we, you know.
He's young though.
Yeah, but then you know, once he do his eight, you know what I'm saying? It's I get him. He need about 4 more years of seasoning. I see him on a 2020 ticket.
Hey, and for the people that are smart that listen to this show, GQ and the like, if you.
That's the only smart people we got to listen to our show. Everybody else dumb as fuck because they listen to us.
Yeah, that's definitely a problem.
Yeah, if you still tuning in, you right along with me. It's all right, bro.
You're a dumbass.
Yeah, that's why GQ Blue left the show. He's like, y'all niggas are incompetent.
And he said, I'm out.
He said, I'm out.
Sullying my name by hanging with you, slack jaw yokels.
Yeah, yokels.
So if Cory Booker is vice president, Bernie dies, Cory Booker becomes president, can he run for 2 more terms?
Yes. Or did you want to elect president? No, that doesn't count.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So you have a shot of getting like 10 years out of Booker.
And then Nixon get like 10 years? Nixon got like 10 years.
I wouldn't doubt it. I don't know. I'm not smart. My degree is in art. So I took enough history to pass the state requirements, and I stopped that shit. So I don't fucking know. But I'd vote for whoever gets Cory Booker, I'm voting for you. So if y'all listen to the show, Bernie, I know you listen to us because you like Killer Mike. So you listen to the show, pick Cory Booker. If you don't pick Killer Mike, Killer Mike would be nice on the ticket. I don't think I want my vice president to cut platinum albums, though.
Well, I mean, your president got a Grammy. I mean,
this is true.
What are you saying?
I don't know, man. Hey, you know, my vote don't count anyway.
I mean, oh, man, hey, we forgot to say something about Kanye West. You know, we all talk about our money problems, but this week Kanye came out and said that he was $53 million in personal debt.
And, holy fuck.
Yeah, $53 million in personal debt, whatever that means. You know what I'm saying? So then he wanted everybody to, he asked Mark Zuckerberg of, you know, the dude that came out of Facebook for $1 billion to invest in his ideas. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying, like, and then he put out like this fucking flow chart of ideas he had that was like ridiculous, like for like home shit. He had like hoverboards. I mean, you should see some of this crap. I mean, you should see it was like, it was ridiculous, man. First Kanye, of all, yeah, go
ahead. We can't put $1 billion into somebody who dropped an album cover like that.
I mean,
this is not possible. Like, why would I, if you have great ideas for $1 billion, why the fuck can't you have a decent idea for free? What the fuck was that album cover? That shit was trash, bro. You've done better 5 other times. What happened here? Second of all, how do you get $53 million in personal debt when you're recording albums and going platinum and making money and you niggas in Paris with gold chains and blowing up Maybachs? How do you end up $53 million in personal debt?
I think you just said it right there, so all right.
Shit. Yeah, maybe I did.
Yeah, I'm just like, goddamn, sorry. I was like, you just answered your own question.
But you're selling a piece of shit shoes for $500.
You take it. He said he's taking risks. That fashion shit costs money and all this stuff, man. Throwing that show in the garden probably cost him, man. You know, Kanye just rented out Madison Square Garden, man. What are you talking about, man?
So,
for a fashion show.
So then let's think about this shit. Let's think about this logically. If it costs money to take risks, and your risks that you've taken haven't won you any money, why the fuck would we give you more money?
Yeah,
you're not taking smart risks.
I didn't. I was taking risks with like $54 million. Now I can take a risk with $1 billion. I can take more. You know, come on, man, just give me a shot. So listen, all Nappy Afro listeners, y'all reach out to people that's giving away money and tell them to give it to the show, man, for our ideas, man. You know, the more money we have, the better show we can get y'all, man. I mean, me and Shazal Wright can be shooting shows from Hawaii, Brazil. We could be in the Olympic. You know, we could be on set in a lot of places. So, hey, fuck with us, man.
No. We guarantee you 1% return on your investment. 1%.
Just in our ideas, man.
That's it, because Kanye apparently don't got it right. $53 million in personal debt. You married, you bought her a fat ass ring. I don't understand. And then you put out them shitty ass clothes. Them clothes didn't cost money to make. I don't know. I don't get it. Hopefully, Zuckerberg
never wears nothing twice, man. He said he never wears nothing twice, so you know.
That explains the debt right there. When you buying $600 t-shirts and you only wearing them once, that's not a smart risk. That's not a smart risk. Somebody asked me today, you know, you mentioned shoes earlier, so I'm just gonna bring it back. Somebody asked me today, they said, do you wear the same pair of shoes ever twice in a row? I'm like, outside of my regular beaters, nah. Like, I have regular get around shoes when I'm going to the grocery store, some bullshit. Other than that, nah.
People, listen, y'all don't understand. It's all right, got it, bro.
No, I'm talking about in a row. I wear the same shoes, I just don't wear the same shoes back to back.
I mean, but you got 75 pair of shoes.
I do not have 75.
Come on, you can wear it. You know, look, so it's all right. True or false? A month can go by and you cannot wear the same shoes twice.
I do have enough shoes to cover a month.
Okay, end of discussion. I rest my case.
Maybe February. I can cover February.
You can cover, look, you cover January from what you just told me. You cover,
Hey, man, that was off the record.
Yeah, you cover January and half of February, nigga.
I don't have time for this shit. We should do the show, man. TV talk. We got to watch Friday Night Tights and Better Call Saul. I'll let you pick which one we talk about first.
Let's talk about Better Call Saul first, because, you know, Friday Night Tights will bury it. I mean, we just, you know how it is.
I was actually impressed with Better Call Saul. We got some actual progression with the fucking story. We get to see him starting to be slimy. I'm a fan of that. And we get a reason for him to be slimy.
He's been slimy from the beginning.
It was a slow burn. Like, eight episodes? We didn't get him slimy until, like, eight episodes?
I mean, he didn't become that way overnight. You just seen what it was. Man, he was trying to go legit. Like, he's having a battle with himself becoming legit or going back to the sliminess, man. And he gets more from being slimy. His life is better when he's slimy than it is when he's legit.
I like that. I like that he finally said it. Like, it took eight episodes for you to build it, but that one episode, first episode of this season, he's like, yo, why did we leave? What was it? We could have walked out with $800,000 a piece. He's like, why did we do that? And he's like, well, I did it because I was hired to do a job. He said, you know what? I know why I did it, and it's never going to stop me again. I'm out. And that motherfucker immediately went and started capitalizing on people. I like that. That's good shit. I don't know what happened. So the girl that he's dating, she's not in Breaking Bad.
Nah.
So when do we get the point to where they split up or break up or some shit? Because she's not mentioned. Well, we don't get much about Saul in Breaking Bad. But where do we get to the point to where she's not around? Because they're making her way too much of the story already.
This is girl, man. He gotta have a love interest, man. He gotta have a Skyler.
Exactly. Skyler became way too much of the story, like, by the third season.
I was all Skyler.
Exactly, but she was way too influential. Like, if you such a thug and you, I'm the one who knocks type motherfucker, why is Skyler such a thorn in your ass?
That's every man's wife, nigga. Come on, man. Only niggas is not afraid their wife is the ones slapping them up and shit, man. Every other man, they fear their wife, man.
You don't fear your wife.
Yes, I do.
You respect the shit out of your wife. Nah, you don't fear.
My wife is a chemist. She probably has something that can fucking kill me, bruh. So I'm scared of her motherfucking ass. She come in here one day, throw some liquid in my face. You know what I'm saying? Nah, man.
Does she ever just do, like, some chemistry shit around the house?
Yeah, and be
like,
oh, nah. Yeah, she do that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, she do it for the kids. You know, neighborhood kids think that shit cool. She bring some dry ice home and do, like, the little make it smoke and all. You know, all that little crazy shit. But, yeah, she told me she has a formula. She got something that it could kill you. It could kill a person. And it absorbs in the enzymes in your body, and it's untraceable.
Whoa.
Yeah, so I tell everybody.
Say that on the show?
Look, Hey, I'm letting everybody know. So if I ever die and they don't know why I died, they're going to be like, yo, look at the wife, man. It was her. King Germ said something on episode 196. You know what I'm saying? About if he ever, I tell as many people as I can. So if anytime, you know, I want her ass to be on ID channel, I want her ass to go to jail for that shit. Fuck that.
So do you feel like, in general, do you feel like your wife is smarter than you? More intelligent?
She's book smart than me. I think I got her in the general knowledge. I got her in that category. But like science and math, oh yeah, she kills me. But like everything else, oh, I got her. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know, so it's like, well, I'm stronger at, she weaker at, and vice versa. So, you know, but yeah. I mean, technically on books, she's smarter than me. She, you know, she got 3 fucking degrees, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, if we came to a, you know, she always sit here and say, like, this is amazing, you know, but anyway. No.
It's weird because my wife reads all the time. Like, she's like fucking, I call her Johnny Five because she's like the fucking robot. That's all she does. She's either reading or fucking getting information or some shit. So we'll be sitting there watching TV and something random happen. We're like, yo, that's some stupid shit. You know, such. I'm like, whoa! Calm the fuck. I think she's starting to feel like she's smarter than me. So I'm going to have somebody like break in real quick so I can whoop their ass and get my position back. You know what I'm saying? Gotta get that alpha. get that alpha back. Pay somebody to break in here real quick like Corey Holcomb say, whoop their ass so I can get my position back. Because this motherfucker's starting to show out.
It's just like, I'm... Like, we had to take a test, she'd be smarter, but if somebody walked us to the street and asked us, what was the 3rd president of the United States? I had that shit. Like, that's me. Like, I got the Jeopardy knowledge, and she got the, you know, the shit to make the money knowledge, I guess, you know.
And you got the street knowledge.
I'm not a street guy, so, right? I'm a respectable guy in the community, man, that love, that's all for the kids, man. What are you talking about?
You got street knowledge.
Like Marika's good low, man. That's me, man.
Nah, let's let that nigga go. They need to let that whole team go.
Why?
They're not even the Outlaws anymore.
But that's the good part. They've been humbled. Everybody likes to see a humbling.
So this is the Cam Newton humbling?
Yes, this is the humbling.
Damn. That's fucked up. That's not what I want to hear. I'm looking at some notes here about the Better Call Saul season 2 premiere.
Uh-huh.
2.6 million viewers.
Mm.
That's it.
Yeah, that's good.
That's terrible.
That's terrible?
Yeah. That's like half of what they had for the first one.
Oh. So that's good. Get the fake niggas out of there, man.
That's how a show get canceled.
Nah, I ain't gonna get canceled.
Well, first of all, I've been watching it since Jump. So there's already...
Oh, yeah, Lilla is fighting the losing battle right there.
It's already one nail in the coffin.
Hey, if it get canceled, Star Right, just know you're catching all the blame for this.
I wouldn't be mad about this one. I wouldn't be mad. Matter of fact, it says it's less than half. 38%. 38% of what the first debut was. So now we know that season debuts, the first one is always going to be higher.
Yeah.
But this goes to what I was saying about the first season was slow. Ain't nobody watching this shit. It's me and you. And I think they when they did this, they got 3 seasons out of it, right? When at the deal, it was like 3 off the top.
Well, damn.
So.
Didn't know that.
I'm saying it, so it's probably wrong. I thought it was 3 off the top. So, who knows? We'll see what the fuck happens. But what did you think about this episode in general?
I liked it, man. You know, I mean, I liked the first season. So, I mean, it was good to see everybody back. You know, making that decision, what he want to do. You know what I'm saying? First, he was going to walk away, but, you know, he knew he couldn't walk away, man. Life he was living, he couldn't go on scamming. Then he was going to lose the girl. So he felt like, yo, let me jump back in this lawyer game again, man, and get right, man. So, you know, it was all right.
He should have just took the job the first time.
Yeah.
He should have just took it instead of making her look like an ass. Because I'm sure they was like, who does this nigga you brought to us? Mm-hmm. You know, walked out on the interview and shit. We know, set aside time and he left. But then they went through that whole ordeal just to get some free tequila.
Expensive to get. They ran a bill up on his ass.
And then, but that's a lot of work.
Hey, but that's probably part of the scam, man. They were sitting there freestyling, going there to remember. That's what him and his buddy did.
Yeah, but god damn, bro. Like, if I'm gonna do it for a watch and get the fuck up out of there, that's one thing. They sat there with that dude for like an hour and a half, 2 hours to get some liquor. And then at what point, after having 3 shots of tequila, expensive ass tequila, does your story start falling apart? I wish we could have seen that whole thing. Like, show the whole thing. Let me see when y'all start fucking up and slurring words. And he didn't figure none of this shit out.
But that's all right. That's what happened on a Produce All Right show. And that show get canceled. I think they did it great. And that scene would have been too long.
So, this nigga giving me too many details. I'm out.
Why are we spending so much time on this scene?
I'm out. Because I do that shit too. I'll be watching the show. I'll be like, wait a minute. Why is this over here on this part? Then I rewind my life and be like, oh. I'm like, I can't art help degree. It. I saw it.
Yeah, the art degree.
I can't help it, man. I see that shit.
Oh, speaking of, another show we got to talk about. I know you don't watch it, but Walking Dead came back this week with a fucking vengeance.
Woo!
Man, it was intense.
I'm too far behind to catch up. Like, I want to jump in.
Man. But... just jump in, man. I ain't going to lie, man. Just because, you never catch up, sorry. Right? You don't have time. I have
vacation in about a week, so that might be my vacation. I might just start watching. Right. What do you mean, no?
I'm sure it's going to be... you're not going to be able to do it unless you're going to be in the house for like 40 hours, bro. Like,
I'm on vacation for a whole week. That's 40 hours.
It's all right. You go to the gym for like... you go to the gym like 3 times a day. You got to go shoe shopping every day. Like, your life is hectic, man. Like, I mean, I don't... with Wendy, come on.
Why are we friends?
I'm just saying, I'm trying to help you out, let you understand how hectic your life is. And you like, you think you can't spend 40 hours watching a TV show. You do 40 hours up, like, I'm like, it just don't work like that.
This nigga said, fuck it, this show's not for you. It's too late. Save yourself. It's too late.
I like, just jump in now. Just like, don't try to catch up. Just start watching. Just be like, fuck it.
But there's too many references. Don't they reference the other season?
Nah, man, they don't really do nothing like that, man. Now it's all going forward, man. It ain't no look backs or nothing. Like I said, man, you can just read up, man. Listen, they got wikis for the shows, man. You can read that shit. Great synopsis.
I have to do something because this shit. So we're talking about Walking Dead is an hour.
Yeah.
Better Call Saul is an hour.
Yep.
Friday Night Tights is an hour.
Hour.
WWE is 3 hours on Monday.
Jesus, it's still 3 hours? It's
still 3 hours on Monday.
Fuck.
That's a lot of TV right there, bro.
Man, you don't even watch many shows. So I was thinking, so like Sundays I got Shameless.
Nope.
What else come on Sundays that I watch? Walking Dead. Then on Mondays I got Better Call Saul and something else. Tuesdays I know it's Friday Night Tights, Chicago Fire, and something else come on Tuesday nights. And Suits. Fresh Off the Boat. Suits come on Wednesday nights. Thursday nights.
I watch Blackish.
Yeah, Thursday nights I got The Blacklist, Scandal.
The Scandal thing still puzzles me.
Wednesdays, the OJ shit come on Tuesday night, so I've been watching that.
How is it?
Hey, the OJ shit live, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like, too many Kardashian references, like, to the kids. Like, I'm just like, I don't understand how the kids have been in every, like, you've seen Kim, Courtney, and the kids in every episode. Like, Chris Jenner, that's what I was wondering. I said, god damn, did they get somebody like, good gracious, because there's a lot of card there. But other than that, man, it's real good, man. It's real good, man. You know, so you need to check that out. American Crime Story with the OJ Simpson trial, whatever it's called. But yeah, that's it. That's on Tuesday nights. Yeah, that's on Tuesday nights. So that come on right after Friday Night Tights on FX.
And then you watch Fargo. Are you done with Fargo?
Yeah, I watched Fargo. Yeah, I watched that. I watched both seasons of that. I binged that out. It was all right, man. You know what I'm saying? Beezy, like, I mean, so you don't think that was dope? Like, season two was dope. You know, because Beezy said watch season two before he watched season one. You know what I'm saying? So, but I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, it was all right. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't bad. But, you know, it wasn't as dope as everybody, like, the best show of 2015. Nah, it wasn't that good.
You mentioned Suits already, right?
Yeah, Mention Suits came on last night, pretty damn good. Not gonna spoil it for anybody. You know what I'm saying? Nothing really happened. A lot happened. It was real good. Suits is pretty damn good. I ain't gonna lie. You know what I'm saying? It's pretty good. So everybody need to watch Suits. Wednesday nights, 10 o'clock, USA. You know, the only reason to watch USA, I don't think nothing else come on the channel.
See, so you added like 3 hours worth of TV to already what I had. 8?
Yeah,
I'm not gonna watch all this shit. I'm just not.
See, that's what I'm saying, man. You gotta be about that life, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I
can't believe you don't like Shameless. That really broke my heart. You don't watch Shameless.
But I didn't give it a legit shot. I think I watched one episode, maybe two.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? And you just and blown away by like how ratchet it was. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, but that was a hell of a first episode, bro. Like, fuck.
I mean, but that's good. when you jump in the water, man, you just go ahead and put your head under there, man, so you don't sit there and keep walking like, oh, this water cold. Oh, it's cold. Nah, you just poosh. You just jump in there and get it over with.
Yeah, but sometimes you don't need all that. Like, I tried to watch Preachers of Atlanta because it was talking about one preacher talking about Blue Lives Matter. So I was like, okay, let me see what the fuck you're talking about. Before the episode started, this is the lead up or the summary of the episode. They had a baby mama, the cop who was a preacher. They had somebody who was gay. They had, like, this is in the first 4 minutes of what's going on this episode. We had an ex-wife and we had a death threat. It was fucked in the first 4 minutes. I was like, I can't watch that. That's 2 or 3 seasons worth of shit. I don't need that much drama, bro. Comedy, sports, that's pretty much what I watch. I can't do it. So you trying to add another 3 hours, I'm not going to see something. And then Orange is the New Black got picked up for like 3 more seasons.
Oh, God.
So that's going to come back. I don't know how they're going to get 3 more seasons out of this shit.
It's horrible now, man. It's going to get run in the ground, man. Like, it's going to become like bullshit. Watch, I'm telling you something, right?
I agree with you because the last episode ended with them outside on the beach.
Yeah.
That's how it should have ended. That's it. I don't need any more. Now you're going to add 3 more seasons of that shit? It's not going to go well.
Yeah, is Piper still going to be there the whole time? Or y'all, you know, like, what's going on, man?
I don't know. But that, I can't do too many more of this shit. Like, I'm about to get rid of my TV like Jaren.
Oh, did you watch Fresh Off the Boat this week?
I didn't. I haven't watched Fresh Off the Boat. Like I told you last week, it's just kind of something about it ain't the same. It's kind of watered down now.
It's more hip hop now, man. It seems like it's real.
Is it accurate hip hop though?
Yes, man. Like, yo, the other night, man, he was making a love mixtape for his girlfriend, man. Man put like he put Week on there. Then he had, what was that song? Summertime in the LB. Like, then he had that shit on there. I was just like, oh.
Wait, but Week, SWV Week. Yeah, I guess that'd be yes. Like the same time. Because this is supposed to be like the 90s, right?
Yeah,
probably
like
95. Mid-90s, 95.
Yeah, 94, 95, yeah.
So that works. That works. I had to check it out. It's on the DVR. I just ain't watched it yet.
Yeah, man.
So I'm about to get into it.
The last episode, pretty good.
I'm about to check that out. Friday Night Tights was interesting. Like I said, the Outlaws are no more. Outlaws with the Z are the champions, which is weird because they're wearing the Colts blue and they got the Outlaws name.
Yeah.
And they're kicking ass. But yeah. Outlaws with an S, they don't even get 5 minutes an episode now.
They're not in Typha no more. Like, this show's about Typha, but we know the Outlaws was the main draw, so out of respect, we'll do this for y'all, but y'all not in Typha. You know, so this is about Typha team, so, you know.
They got to be the ones getting the check. Like, yeah. I think for the people that are on the show that may be getting some money, the Outlaws with an S that are now at Snooze League are getting paid. I think Fred is getting some change for that shit.
Yeah.
Because that's the only reason they cover them. It's like, they're not even talking about shit. They go through one practice and we out. And then we on to the next shit. We on to the Predators losing. We on to talk about Justice Hurt, who's probably getting a little change. His family getting some money.
Hey, man. Hey, it was amazing how they said this is their third team in 3 years. Like, you know.
Like, there's a problem here.
Yeah, like, what?
Follow the bouncing ball. Like, the only way for you to get on the team is to be the team?
Yes, Justice at quarterback, running back, defensive end, safety. Like, Justice play everything, man.
And then you can't put that in the official's ear, Tossum. I heard some stuff, so.
Yeah.
That's shady shit.
And then justice. Like, how many times? Oh, my God. Stop saying his name.
Stop saying his name and stop.
People, they say people doing drinking games, they're doing Justice drinking games. Damn. Last episode, them motherfuckers was fucked up.
Yeah, because they even got to the point now where you're the father and the coach of the team, and you're asking him what plays to run. What? He's 12.
Yeah.
You tell him what the fuck to run.
I think we can run that tight end bootleg to the backside because he's open every time. He was
like, when he said that, I said, nah, bruh. Nah, like, there's got to be rehearsed lines. What the fuck is going on? What the fuck is going on? So they ended up getting that win. The Predators lose again. Hey, man, the pants and socks don't even match.
Yeah, man, it's horrible.
It's bad enough your shit is bright green, but then the bright greens don't match.
I mean, who thought of that? Like, why not just get purple pants, yellow pants?
You can't go wrong with black pants.
Black pants, white pants, not lime green. Lime, like, green, why with the lime green
socks, bro? Y'all look like a really bad arena league team.
That shit really don't bad. Not even an Arena League team. They don't look like nothing. They look like something. I don't know what it's that
just
shit
bad.
Is.
This is just all around bad.
Shit is disgusting.
And then the Outlaws came and beat the brakes off them boys. 42-6? I thought there was a mercy.
47-6.
Damn.
Now, whenever you score 50, the game over.
Okay. That's bad. And the only reason they got the 6 is because they let up. Because they kept getting penalized.
Mm-hmm.
They was beating the brakes off them boys on the sideline, crying and shit.
Come on, man. He had to throw him down like that. Like,
it's a regular tackle. Like, what are you supposed to do? He's fucking 5'8", 300 pounds. He's going to throw him down hard. He has no option.
Yes.
That's it. That's what we do.
That looks like he did a fucking German suplex on a kid and nothing, man. Just motherfucking.
He's got 120 pounds on the dude, so of course he's going to fall hard. What do you want me to do? The dude said, I play on offense, so don't tell anybody, but I think offense is better than defense because you got to score points.
Yeah.
And last time I checked, offense can't stop nobody from scoring points.
Yeah.
So the defense wins, LeBron. But that's a big motherfucker. And then the black coach for the Outlaws, he got his two sons that look like twins. Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito twins, big and small. One year apart. Is that dude the quarterback? The bigger dude?
I don't know which one the quarterback is.
They were acting like one of them is the quarterback and the other one's running back. Running back kept scoring points, so. Their team was whooping ass, though. One practice a week, still kicking ass. And I never seen the Yellow Jackets. We haven't talked about the Yellow Jackets. They show up and got their ass whooped. It's like a feeder team. They just put these boys on here so they get their ass whooped. I don't believe this show is authentic, bro.
I think it's authentic. It's just, you know, the editing is bad.
The editing is horrible.
That's what makes it look worse. But I mean, it's like the games are going on. I mean, it's just certain teams they don't talk about. It's like we don't cover every team. We just talk about this team. You know, like they probably pick and choose. Like we're going to talk about the Predators, you know, but it's more teams in the league because, you know, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? So
we get the Predators, we get the Storm, we get both Outlaws. And we haven't seen the Junior Rockets since the first fucking week.
Yeah, we ain't seen the Junior Rockets. We got the Junior Broncos. And, you know, that's about it. And the Seahawks.
Yeah, the Seahawks. They weren't even on this episode this week. How the fuck did Tadeon Lott go from the entire first episode to we haven't seen him anymore?
Hey, that's amazing. Maybe his people didn't sign the ledger. They weren't getting no money to get paid for the show. Or the money they was getting wasn't enough. So they were just like, Bumpy, you can't. He ain't want to be on the show no more. They ain't want the money. Because I'm pretty sure they were just like, my son, a star on the show. He need more money episode. And they were probably like, man, please. And that's exactly what happened. So they were just like, well, fuck it.
She basically said that on the episode, though.
Mm-hmm.
She said we had people offering to pay rent and do this and do that. Now we don't see you on no episodes. It sounds like you talked out of turn. You should have shut your mouth and took the money. Now your ass is not on TV. Tadeon, next time we hear about his ass, he's going to be coming off the bench for some D2 school. And it's your fault, mama. It's your fault. Y'all done fucked it up, man. Do you watch those sneak peek things for Friday Night Tights?
Yes, I do.
I don't watch that shit.
I need to stop because...
it ruins the whole fucking episode.
Yeah.
Like, it's 15 minutes or so, but it's the whole goddamn episode. I watched one and I was like, well, shit. This, and it's not even chopped up. It's like the whole middle segment of the episode. So, I don't know, man. What else we got to talk about in this goddamn thing? All-Star Weekend, Valentine's Day. What do you have to say about the dunk contest for All-Star
Weekend? Oh, man. Hey, the dunk contest was revived by two light-skinned niggas, and that was fucking awesome. And, I mean, it was the best dunk contest since Jordan and Nika in 88. I'm going to go ahead and say it.
I just want to stop you real quick and say thank you. Because the motherfuckers on ESPN were saying it's the best contest ever. And I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with y'all?
Yeah, like, these niggas weren't stars like Jordan and Nika was. Like, it's a difference. Like, two niggas yes, the dunks were great, but they didn't have that star power to go along with the dunks.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Jordan and Neek was Jordan and Neek. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this Jordan and Neek, like, the two, like, boom. This has been, like, similar to, like, I don't know who the two top dogs in the NBA is because I don't watch it, but let's just say if it was two top niggas in the NBA, let's just say LeBron and Kobe in a dunk contest, or Vince Carter and you know what I'm saying, and LeBron in a dunk contest in their prime, some shit like that. This would, like, it had to have star power. Wow. This one didn't have star power, but it had all the dunks that you can want. Aaron Gordon, the fucking dunk where he jumped over the nigga head and, like, sat down shit under the body.
Damn.
Sick.
Like, this, so the mascot is 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
You jumped over his head. Your whole waist was a man. Look, that shit was crazy.
Yes,
that was crazy. The fucking hoverboard dunk was crazy. Like, they were showing out, man. It was a great dunk contest. I almost feel like Gordon should have won, bruh.
He should have won.
Like, Levine's dunk, the free throw line between the legs shit was cool. Yeah. But you was a foot in. So,
and you jump from the free throw line like two, three dunks in a row. Like, okay, we get it. You can jump from the free throw line.
But you still jumped a foot in. So the reason I keep saying a foot in is because the previous years we've seen people try it, and the foot in has been the reason that they got a 49. Yeah. Or the foot in has been the reason that they got a 48. But this dude doesn't. Y'all give him a 50.
Because he windmills it. He does a windmill and he went between his legs and, you know what I'm saying, all that. But I understand. But it's like, still, Buddy was over there giving you, like, come on, man.
He did a tomahawk between the leg dunk.
Yes. The nigga pulled it back, tomahawk style. Then he came down to the cradle on deep, sat it down, then went back up with it. Bow!
That shit's crazy, bro. Even the dude that dunked in jeans, the behind the back and one dunk dude.
Oh.
Did you see that shit?
Yeah, the little him.
Dude had on jeans and dunked behind his back without looking. Like, damn. Everybody should have been. That's what they need to do, is open it up. You need to have like 3 NBA players, 2 and 1 players, and some nigga from the street that y'all pick off YouTube.
Nah, man. Just have all niggas from the street and have the players back them. Had the players back them. You know what I'm saying? Have a player like, how they like, yo, this is my guy. Like, have six guys, 6 NBA players. Had them 6 niggas, they wanted to dunk for them. Put some money up. The winner, you know what I'm saying? The whoever wins, get the whole pot. You know what I'm saying? And then, bam. And then you're going to see some good dunks, because them niggas ain't got nothing to lose. They going for their money. So they going to give you some shit to you. Like, oh, my God. Somebody. This nigga just took. Yeah, he could die. But yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just about to say that. Somebody going to put their life on the line, bro. Like, I'm going to jump over the samurai sword. Like, hold up, bro. You ain't got to do that.
I got a fucking lion tied to the bottom of the rim, nigga. I'm going to jump over the lion, nigga. Like, with a stake on my back, nigga. Like, I'm telling you, man.
We're going to have these rifles tied up at the side of the rim, and they're going to go off at the right time. If I miss this dunker, if I'm a second late, I'm dead, son.
Exactly.
I'm dead. So that,
I got a sniper in the room.
It's a blindfolded sniper. Yo, like, but the idea of having to pick people out the street is dope. Like, there's enough YouTube channels. Y'all can do this shit. So we can have dunk contest, get rid of the skills contest, keep the 3-point. That'll work, right?
Skills contest is fun, man. I mean, you know.
It seems
just keep
so
just keep the WNBA chicks out of it, man. You know.
Oh, come on, man. Why you gonna do that?
I just said, because nobody watches WNBA, man. It feels like, come on, man. Nobody watches that, man. So I'm just like, when they out there, I'm like, yo, who is this?
That's
like,
not I don't know their who you fault, are. Bro.
It is their fault.
It's some of ESPN's fault. You can't be putting on WNBA games at like 5 o'clock in the middle of the week.
Hey, man. Hey, they should be playing them at 5 o'clock in the middle of the week.
Agreed. So,
but you know why they play them? So they can get home and cook dinner for their husbands.
Wow. So, we're going to move the fuck on. Because I don't want them troubles. Speaking right on the piggyback of that, what about Valentine's Day, bro? How was your Valentine's
Day? Oh, man, my Valentine's Day was awesome. The Walking Dead came back on, so the shit was fucking lit.
Did y'all do dinner or something? Did y'all go out?
Nah, man, my daughter's birthday party was that weekend, so I didn't see my wife until like 4 o'clock on Valentine's. So I guess I felt like a side nigga that day. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was... Then when she got home, I went to Walmart, bought her a little balloon, got her a card, little bottle of Hennessy, you know what I'm saying? Bought her back to her. Happy Valentine's Day, man, you know. She bought me a card, a fucking piece of candy, and, gave me about $20. I'm gonna buy me some weed. I watched Walking Dead, nigga. That was Valentine's Day for the kid, man.
It's like, at what point is Valentine's Day just useless?
Valentine's Day is only for like the niggas that's single and got boyfriend and girlfriend. If y'all been together longer than like 4 years, Valentine's Day don't mean shit to y'all. You know what I'm saying? It's like them new relationships, and you know what I'm saying, that's when it matters. Because you're still in that courting stage. So, you know, so but once you've been married and shit, man, Valentine's Day don't mean shit. Cause you know what? You gotta show her you love her like on June 30th. Like, yeah, every day. You gotta do like, you know what I'm saying? So it's not like one day don't mean shit.
Don't fuck around and go to the goddamn grocery store and not bring her something back, nigga.
Yeah.
You better do that shit.
go get the wrong shit. You know I don't eat no fucking onion. What? My bad. You don't never listen. Well, I can't believe this. How long it's been? How long it's been? You know I ain't no onion. So what makes you think you do that?
Nothing annoys you more than your wife or your husband fucking up your shit.
Yes, like, cause like you supposed to know. I bite into my shit and I feel it like, yo, I don't like no fucking tomato on my hamburger, bro. Can I do it?
Exactly.
I can eat tomatoes on my sandwich, like a sub or something, but it got to be chopped up and diced. You know what I'm saying? Like almost like salsa. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? When I bite into a burger and I bite into a tomato or a raw onion, nigga, my shit is fucked up, nigga. Like, I'm just like, oh, my, got that squishiness of that tomato.
Yeah, I can't fuck with that shit. Like my wife the other day, she came home for work late and I was working. So she just grabbed it on her way home and she just came in with the KFC hot wings. Thank you. Like, you didn't have to text me or call me. You just knew what the fuck I get. I get the same shit. If that motherfucker called me for the drive through one more time, I'd be like, yo, for real? Give what the fuck you want me to have. Because you should know by now. You should know what the fuck it is. Don't ask me no dumb shit.
You tried the Nashville hot chicken at KFC?
Look, man. Okay, so I don't really have a taste for really hot shit.
Oh, stay away from it, man.
Yeah, I don't. I saw somebody eating it on YouTube, and they were sweating and damn near crying. Like, I dated a chef.
It ain't that hot, though.
It may be for people who don't like spicy shit. Like, so I
dated it will beat up some sweat on your nose, man. Ain't even lie.
See, there you go. Right, you just about to have me fucked up because you like, it ain't that hot. And you like, well, it is that hot.
So, I mean, it ain't that bad. Like, it is like burning your mouth hot. It's flavorful. That the heat ain't overpowering. You still can taste the chicken. But you're going to notice your sinus is going to be open up a little bit. You're going to be like, okay, that's weird.
Here's my thing with KFC. Do they actually season the chicken meat this time?
No, it's like a...
Again, so it's just
spray
skin.
Some juice. No, they spray some juice on it.
On the actual meat?
Yeah.
There is flavor on there. It's not just the skin.
Yeah, it's not just the skin. It's like they put some juice on it. Like, whatever the hot chicken sauce is, they like squirt it on there, and kind of like, you know.
I might check out, you know.
Check the tenders out. Just do the tenders, man.
I might do the tenders.
And get the pickles with it, man. Get the pickles with it and eat the pickle and the pickle and make sure you get coleslaw to kind of cool it off a little bit.
I don't eat crunchy water. So I don't do coleslaw or lettuce or any of that shit. And that's mayo based.
That's disrespectful, man. If you came to my house, we was having a cookout, so all right, I'm going to make some coleslaw.
I'm not eating everybody. I'm not eating coleslaw. I don't eat coleslaw. It's like paper with mayo. I don't eat that shit. Nah, bro. Nah. I'm not a fan of that. Pickles, no problem. I'm a pickle fiend. So we can do that shit. I'm going to try the chicken, you know what I'm saying, Jeremy? You batting like 1,000 right now. For everything you suggested that I've tried, you're batting like 1,000. So I'm going to try it. But the minute I go to the bathroom and shit fire... We got problems.
So I say eat the coleslaw to cool you down, man.
Nah, man, I'm gonna have to get some milk and some shit. I'm not fucking with coleslaw. Especially KFC size be bullshit. KFC be bullshit on the side. How we end up talking about food again? Valentine's Day shit.
But right. Yeah, man. That was yours, man. I mean, you know.
I don't celebrate Valentine's Day.
That's right. Okay.
So I proposed to my wife on the 13th. So the day before Valentine's Day. We don't really fuck with Valentine's Day. But once you get married, you don't remember, at least I don't remember all those anniversaries for shit. So she's like, yeah, it's our anniversary. I'm like, what the fuck anniversary is this? When you propose, I'm like, damn it, we got married. So all that other shit goes away. Yeah. The day we started dating, the date I met you, all that shit, that don't count no more.
We whittled down. We didn't know the exact day we met, so we just kind of made up a day. Like, we knew it was around about June, sometime in June, because, you know, so we... It was somewhere in there.
But
so,
do y'all still celebrate it like it's an actual day?
Nah, we just know, like, when we pass the place where we met it, we see, like, that's where we met it. That's all we say.
And that's all it should take. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's it. My wife was, like, trying to act funny because I was like, what day? You don't remember? Motherfucker, look, we've been in this for 12 years. Like, all those other days don't mean shit to me. Motherfucker, we got married, you came here, you flew, you was in the house within 72 hours. Calm down. Yeah. You don't have to remember all that shit. I know a few other people, my friends, didn't have great Valentine's Day. Stop putting value in that shit. You know what I'm saying? Fuck with what you fuck with. I think people need to understand that you need to fuck with the people that came with you. Why are you laughing?
I'm not laughing, sorry.
You slander somebody. It's some shit that I'm gonna hear after we get off the show.
No, I'm not, sorry.
I think people need to understand that the person that's got your back, that's who you need to be fucking with. Mm-hmm. A lot of y'all picking off Instagram pictures and shit, and you end up disappointed every time. Look, yeah. Go with the people that rock with you when you ain't got shit. The person that's got your back. Like, that's the thing about my wife that I can say that I've never had before. If I start picking up shit in the house, she starts picking up shit in the house. I don't have to ask her to do shit. If I start carrying shit to the car, she starts carrying shit to the car. I don't have to ask her to do shit. That's what the fuck you need. Somebody yep. got your back without a word.
A companion, bro. Not no motherfucking mic, your troll, or do a yes partner. Man. You know what I'm saying? Somebody make you better, man. You know what I'm saying? Somebody that, like, I ain't saying it's better to the point where it's a nag, but better to the point where you know, like, oh, I want to do better. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just, yeah. you know when you got that special one, man. This is kind of like I keep it 100. It's all right, kind of rolled into it, man. I had like a little special message, you know what I'm saying? My Keep It 100 this week, you know, this is a special message to the ladies, man. Like, it's all right with saying, man, Valentine's Day, man. I've seen a lot of sad ladies because of, you know what I'm saying, what transpired or what wasn't going to happen. And, you know what I'm saying, man, don't get caught up in all that bullshit. Some girl getting bags and balloons and all this bullshit, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of that shit is fakery. Niggas is fake as fuck. Niggas just want pussy. I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna go ahead and let that cat out the bag. Niggas just wanna fuck. So, yeah, if I gotta spend $200 and knock this chick down, I'm gonna go ahead and do it. Yeah, I gassed her up. You know what I'm saying? Like, women, y'all don't understand. Y'all do all that other shit that make other women jealous. Niggas don't give a fuck about this shit, man. So, all y'all little insecurities, y'all hangups, y'all worried about how, you know what I'm saying, I'm never gonna find nobody or ain't no good men out here, da 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 da. Fuck that shit. There's a lot of good men out there. A lot of good men out there. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to lower your expectations. I know your whole life you've been waiting for that prince to come through on that white horse and ride you up to that castle and marry you and, you know, all that crazy fantasy prince and shit that y'all have been brainwashed with since y'all were fucking little. It ain't going to be like that. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, so maybe lower your expectations. I ain't saying lower your expectations, but just like tall, dark, and handsome might be short, chubby, and goddamn, you know, balding. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's just like, You just, come on. You got to stop being so on the surface and look, dig a little deeper. And, you know, say, yeah, you know, all you see these celebrities with their men and, you know, you want your Idris Elba, your Boris Kojo and all that shit. But maybe it ain't that. Maybe you deserve a Forrest Whitaker. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, that's just how it go. So, ladies, wake up. It's 2016. You standing in your own way. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of men out here. Get them. They out here. They willing. Fuck it.
I think shit. We need to, like, in general, as a society, we need to redefine what a good husband or a good wife is to what you actually need. Like, we watch too many movies, and we thinking that a motherfucker from Tyler Perry is going to come out that knows how to do all the plumbing and can build you a car from scratch and is faithful and can iron your clothes and will comb your hair, grease your scalp. And, like, these motherfuckers, hey, that's a unicorn, bruh.
Yeah.
This shit is on the movie. But you might have a dude that, like I said, like my wife, you might have somebody that when you start moving, they moving with you. They're not asking questions. They're not looking to be invited. They making moves. That's somebody you're supposed to fucking roll with. Now, I'm not going to act like chemistry doesn't play a part. I think that shit is just as important as the other shit. But be real with yourself. And if you got somebody who holding you down, quit always looking. I think that's the other thing, too. A lot of you motherfuckers will be looking while you got somebody, too. You still looking. Like, hey, you might be missing out on the winner because you still looking for some other shit. I mean, this motherfucker cute now, but his abs ain't quite right. So I'm going to keep my options open until I get the motherfucker with abs. Or, you know, she cool and all, and she got my back, but her ass ain't quite big enough. So I'm going to keep looking just in case somebody with a bigger ass come around. Like, y'all got to stop that shit, bro. Once you find somebody you happy with and somebody who's crossing your T's and dotting your I's, then that's when the fuck you need to figure out if this is something you can build with. And if not, let that motherfucker go do what they got to do. And stop holding people back. Stop playing these dumbass games, man. Damn. But hey, Jern, we can't give relationship advice.
No.
We're not supposed to do that. No. Even though we had the longest relationships on the show.
Yeah.
You know, but
we ain't out there in the field.
But we don't know nothing. We only figure out how to make this shit for work over a decade. But we don't know nothing, you know what I'm saying? Especially for you, because you're a young dude. You're like 20 years old.
Yeah, man.
You've been married for 10 years at least? Yeah, you're going on 13 now, right?
I got married. I was got married when I was 16. Man. So I'd be yeah, man.
Damn, bro.
Young nigga.
Hey, man, hold on. You hear somebody knocking on my door?
Oh, shit. I'm the fed. Oh, hold shit. On. Them niggas. No knock warrant, nigga. Boom, boom. Officer, please get on the fucking grill. Get on the fucking grill. I heard you selling rice over here. Where's the fucking rice at, motherfucker? Give me the goddamn rice. Where's the motherfucking rice at?
So y'all heard that knock at the door, right?
Yeah.
You heard two hard ass knocks.
Two hard ass knocks.
It's a fucking package from Amazon.
Damn.
And he left.
Yeah, they do that.
You beat my door down and walk away.
Yep, they hit hard, boo boo, and they walk away. Cause I hear that shit. I walk out and I be looking. And I look on the ground like, oh, goddamn, nigga. Like, but
it ain't even that deep, bro. This is just some shit for the gym.
Damn.
But anyway, man, back to our topics. We already did everything on this list, right? So we give a shout out to get the fuck out.
Yeah, man. Well, we got winners and losers, man. But you know, my winner this week, man, are the Wake Forest scientists that made human organs with a 3D printer, dog. That shit is fucking epic.
Human, like tissue?
Yes, man.
That you can use?
Yes, man.
Oh shit, it's time to move.
So yeah, so niggas gonna be getting new organs now. Like niggas gonna be like, yo, I'm gonna live forever. Like I'm never gonna die. Like I'm always get a new heart. I'm gonna get a new lung. I'm getting new everything, man. So cause they had made like ears and jaw bones and shit. So now they made fucking an organ, man. Come on, man.
So was this from stem cells or was this completely like printed from some shit?
Some kind of material, like they use like cells and cellulose, some kind of material they use. But they getting closer, bro. This shit gonna be fucking, yeah.
That's the good part of technology. Like that's dope for the people we got going overseas and getting blown the fuck up because of what these cats and officers are saying. People who are born with different disabilities and shit like that. That's dope. This is what the technology is for. So I'm kind of hype on that. That's good shit.
Yeah.
As long as they don't price it up out of our pocket, right? So the people that need it can't afford it.
It's a 3D printer, man. It can't be that much, man. You know, mm-hmm. Materials. See. Niggas making guns, car parts, all the little toys. Now, like, look, you can make a whole G.I. Joe collection now, man.
But you can go to the store and buy the plastic for that. You can't go to the store and buy the shit to make a lung.
Yes, you can. Well, I mean, okay. Yeah, you're right.
But go ahead. Who's your other winners?
That's my other winner. My loser this week was I had Tory Lanez. Tory Lanez, you might know him. He's the guy that has a song with the Brownstone, I think, sample, Show It or something like that. Anyway, but he was on begging Drake basically not to come at him. Said, you know, he can finally afford to feed his family now, and please don't take that away from him, because you know, Six Guy kind of dissed him in that Summer 16 song in the second verse. You know, and he want to eat, man. He know if he diss the Six Guy, things are going to go bad. So, yeah. So, Tory Lanez, you my loser this week for looking like a loser on TV.
But what is that a valid claim?
It's a valid claim.
So, then why is he a loser?
Because you don't say that publicly, man. You never admit the Six Guy got you and the Python got you, man. Damn. No homo. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it is what it is, man. Winners and losers this week. My winner this week, again, is Charlamagne the God.
Yes.
Which also means that, what's her name? Tommy Lahren?
Yeah.
She has to be my loser.
Charlamagne did not. And that was so, Charlamagne came out there, he spoke so well, and with his points, he made his points. He come out there and look like a clown. Charlamagne, you are my winner also. For what you did today, that was fucking awesome.
It's the second time within a week that I've seen Charlamagne in a whole different light. When they did the Breakfast Club and they had Michael Eric Dyson on there, Charlamagne was controlling that conversation and interview with the knowledge that he had, and I was like, wow, this motherfucker's not an idiot. Like, I know he knows his pop culture shit. You're not gonna fuck with Charlamagne a lot of hip hop references and money references and shit. He got that shit on lock. But to hear him talk about the Black Panthers, to hear him talk about black economics, to hear him talk about democracy. Like, I was like, wow, I'm impressed. So then he turns around and does this interview with Tommy Lahren, who's 23 years old, by the way. And he schooled her, and he finally got to the point. He was like, well, then you're lying. Like, fuck it. I'm through talking. We tried to be diplomatic. You overtalked me. You know what I'm saying? So fuck it. You're lying. You're lying. It's dangerous to spew what you're spewing. You're lying. And yeah. Hey, I was props because Charlamagne on The Breakfast Club would have went the fuck in. Yeah. And it wouldn't have been productive. So I'm happy with you for that. I was looking up Tommy Lauren. And so there's no real way to say this shit without sounding chauvinistic / racist. She's 23 and she only has a show because she's a pretty white girl. Is that fair to say?
It sounds almost accurate, as DJ Keller said.
Accurate. So she studied journalism. She studied, was it news and media and journalism? Something like that.
I mean, you fresh out of school, J school. Like, you know, you fresh out of J school. She went and you got a TV show already?
This is how it went. She went for an interview for one position and they gave her a show. That's how the fuck it went. You went for an interview and they said, hey, here's a show. She ran that show for a couple years and then left and got this show. So this is her second TV show.
Wow.
Second
straight TV out of J school.
Fresh out, bro. So when you look at that, when you look at her and you hear her talk, it makes sense. It makes sense because the Black Panthers are a terrorist group.
Yeah.
Really? How? Tell me how they're a terrorist group. They use violence to come to an end. Well, then that's retaliation. That's not a fucking terrorist group. Terrorists don't retaliate. They initiate.
Yes.
So, anyway, that whole interview was useless because once she got backed in the corner, she said, okay, let's just agree to disagree and just move on.
Yes.
So, Charlamagne, you held it down for us. The other thing that I saw, did you watch, we should have talked about this in TV Talk. Did you watch the Black Panther movie on PBS?
No, I missed it because it came on the same time something else I was watching. I was just like, ah, fuck.
Very informative. It's also not the first time it was shown. So, like, I'm sure you'll find it. Put it that way. I'm sure you'll find it. This is a chance for you to watch it for free. It's one of those DVDs that I'll be ordering. What happened?
You said watch for free.
It was a chance to watch for free.
Chance. These are chance.
Okay. This is the first televised opportunity to watch it for free.
Ah, you still said it. You still said it.
I don't understand what the problem is.
Because it's all right. Once it comes on TV, it's on the internet. Just so you know.
But and that's what I'm saying. It was already available.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was already available. This is the first time a show just showed it. Here you go. Look at this. But it's worth watching, man. For people that think they know everything about the Panthers, for people who don't know, for the white people who don't have any idea about the Panthers, for the black people who have no idea about the Panthers, it's definitely worth watching, man. Y'all should definitely check it out. I checked it out. I will be finding the DVD to keep on file in the collection for something to reference. The thing that I wanted to bring up, which I'm going to try and fix this now. This is my official statement. I'm going to try and stop saying nigga. I'm going to try. I hear you.
Nah, I'm not even going to lie. I'm not going
to. I'm going to try. I ain't making no promises.
I put it this way. I tone down when I use it, but I got to use nigga. Like, that's just part of the vernacular. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm not that advanced.
I ain't advanced either. The only reason I'm even saying that is because when they were talking about when the Black Panther Party split and Cleaver and Newton was going at it on the phone, they're mad at each other because you publicly split the group and they didn't call each other nigga once. Hey, brother, I'm going to tell you this. You a fool. You a punk. But they didn't say nigga. And now, it could have been for publicity. It could have been because of where they were. But I know that in the office setting, I don't say bitch. I don't say motherfucker. I don't curse. That's not in my office vocabulary. But in my regular vocabulary, it happens. So if you were somebody that you founded something with and y'all are legit angry, I feel like if it was part of your vocabulary, you would have said it then.
Mm-hmm.
If we're doing this show and Germ and Easy get into it, they about to be some fuckboys mentioned. They don't use it on a regular basis. But they'll say it at that point if it's time to fight. I feel like they got to that point and they didn't use it. So maybe I need to try and curtail my usage of it as well.
I hate the people that don't want to say nigga but say ninja. Like, I'm like, that's stupid to me. Like, you don't want to say nigga, so you say ninjas. But I'm like, you might as well say nigga because you're implying the same thing. Like, I mean, you know, that's great, but I'm not saying that.
Two of my boys do that shit actively, and I hate it every time.
It's stupid. Like, it's stupid. It makes me mad. Like, you're not gonna say nigga, so you're gonna say ninja, and you think that's better. Like, do you know what a ninja is? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, ninja is like that's you know, maybe I'm Japanese and my great grandfather was a ninja. You know what I'm saying?
Like, why you gotta talk about my grandfather?
Yes, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you disrespect the real ninjas. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but even though it works in that context, said it, don't disrespect the real ninja.
Don't. New t-shirt alert, nigga. That's what it is. Yes.
Don't disrespect the real ninja.
Don't disrespect real ninjas. Or respect real ninjas, man. Like, respect real ninjas.
Do real things, man.
Yes, real ninjas. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we gonna have a whole ninja line, man. Like, let y'all know how stupid this shit is, man.
I feel like somebody's already on it. Like, Abercrombie and Fitch already has a shirt to say "My Ninjas." I'm pretty sure somebody already done that.
Fuck it. We're going to have one in that Nappy Afro store, man. We have a ninja line, man.
Oh, man. This shit is hilarious. But I'm saying that I'm going to try it. We'll see how long that lasts. I might blow it by next week. But that stuck out to me in that documentary, that you had this moment. You're having a vehement disagreement. Like, you talk about stuff that you put your life on the line for. And you're like, yo, you just sold me out. I'm going to call you everything in the book. But they didn't. Brother, you a fool. You a punk. And that's what it is. Hey, that just it stuck out to me. So, Corny's all right. That's just what it was. Hey, we'll get our shout outs, man, so we can get up out of here.
Hey, man, shout out to the nation, man. Shout out to Be Easy, man. I heard Be Easy be talking greasy about me on the Watching Movies and Shit podcast. Funny thing is, I never heard the Watching the Movie Shit podcast, so I didn't know you was talking greasy about me. So now I'm going to go back and listen to your little motherfucking podcast to hear you talk shit about me, dog, okay? So, yeah, shout out to Be Easy, man. Shout out to No HDMI Core GQ Blue, man. Shout out to Short T. I'm sorry you had to catch the shrapnel for the Movies and Shit podcast, but, you know, you rolling with your boy Be Easy, so, hey, it is what it is, man. Short Sometimes, you know, the nigga on the passenger side automatically dies, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, rolling along, man. Shout out to the nation, man. Ash Dash, Papa Dash, Ruler Myself, Furious, MJ Money 9S, Dr. Abrasive, RT3, The Eternal. Man, everybody else to listen to the show, rock with us, man. If you're first time listening, man, hope you enjoyed this shit. We ran a little long today, but you know how it is, man. Chicks dig the long ball. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. I'm out, man.
That's why his shout out's in the show, because how am I supposed to follow that out? No way, man. This has been another episode of the Frocast. I've been Matt Sawright, a.k.a. the Black Alex P. Keaton, sitting in with King Jerm, the most electrifying motherfucking podcaster. We will holler at y'all next time on another episode of the Frocast for NappyAfro.com. We out. Peace.
Peace.
Hey, yo, what up, rap fans? It's Trackstar, the DJ, representing the Smoking Section and Grind Time Rap Gang. You are checking out NappyAfro.com. Bang, bang, bang.
NappyAfro.com.